Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Every Day Saturday podcast. It's always great to have listeners from all around the world plugging in to the longest running motivational podcast on the planet. And it's awesome, man. So grateful. Just so grateful to be able to speak. Ex-stutter. Just grabbing the mic, man. Letting it rip. Having a great time. No worries. You know, no anxiety. You know, thinking about what am I going to do next month. I don't care about next month. Could be hit by a bus tomorrow. Doesn't matter. I'm worried about right now delivering an unbelievable next 10 minutes for you. An experience for you that you can draw from. Gain inspiration from. Let the fear, the worry, the anxiety go. Speaking of fear, worry, and anxiety. Oh, by the way, station identification. If you have not gone to everydaysaturday.com and taking advantage of the free audio, Power of a Dream, we'd love to send that to you. Head on over to everydayissaturday.com and enter your name and email. And I would love to keep you motivated, jacked up, inspired through our emails and messages. You can also check me out on Facebook. Hit me up on Twitter, @SamCrowley, @SamCrowley. But would love to get that audio into your hands. And also, leave a 5-star rating for this podcast. Would you please? Why? Because it helps people find the show better. You know, it just gives us better rankings in iTunes. People find the show. It's more downloads. We're way over 1 million just in the past year or so. And it helps, man. It helps. Leave a 5-star rating. Leave a great comment. I'll read it. Hey, by the way, if you hate the show, give it a rating too, man. Whatever. Doesn't matter. No such thing as bad publicity. Okay? We cool on that. Get to iTunes. Leave a rating for the Everyday Saturday podcast. August 17th. Excuse me. August 17th, 2014. A year ago. I got a text message. I was going through Dunkin' Donuts. Shocker. Those of you that know me know I love my Dunkin' Donuts. Coffee, not the donuts. So all you gluten people and healthy freaks, I get it. I don't eat donuts either, okay? But don't start sending me your messages about how I shouldn't be eating donuts, okay? I go to get the coffee. Get a text message at 8:30 from my wife, Angela, who was at UC Medical Center for a week because her water broke at 23 weeks. And that's not supposed to happen when you're carrying a baby. So she was doing everything she could to keep our baby healthy and not to come into the world too early. But at 8:30 on August 17th, I was going through the drive-thru, got a text message. They are doing a C-section at 10 a.m. You need to get down here now. So I didn't even know what to do. You know, those of you that have been in that situation, we've all been there at some point in time. It's like, you don't even know what to do. It's just instincts kick in. I didn't panic, didn't freak out. Yeah, my stomach, I got a little bit of a pit in my stomach. Got the coffee because I was already at the window. They handed me my coffee, and I just texted my neighbor who lives across the street, Scott and Leah, and I said, hey, got to get to the hospital. Angela's delivering. Can you take the kids? Just take the kids, I think I even said. I wasn't even asking at that point because I had nobody to watch my girls, Madeline and Laura Page. And they could have watched themselves. Madeline was old enough, 13 at the time. But, you know, it's like there was a lot going on, a lot of stuff flying around. I didn't want them to feel just when you have kids, man, it's like it's funny. When you have kids, it's like all about your kids. You know, everything you do, once you have kids, it's like, okay, my life's over. All right, now it's time to get into their life, and then they just control your life forever. So you don't want them to worry and have that all that anxiety or bad enough, you know, what's going on. So I drove down to the hospital, make a long story short. They wheeled Angela into the operating room. I was in there with her. I had the bunny suit on with the hair net, whatever you call it, and the gown. And baby Susan came into the world at 10:15, C-section. Did not look good, man. Didn't look good. Didn't sound good. Doctors were giving her kind of hour-to-hour deal. She was pinkish, reddish, weighed 1 pound, okay? And everything was just flying around at the time. I remember just so much happening, so much. And they brought Susan into a little incubator room and asked me to come out and take a look at her and, you know, introduce her to me and me to her. And I don't know what to do, man. I just started sobbing. I was just, it was like, it was kind of like as big of a closet. There's doctors and nurses and specialists standing there looking at me. I don't know whether to say when they say, isn't she beautiful? I'm like, well, not really. I mean, she looks like she's gasping for breath. She weighs 1 pound, a wrinkly, you know, reddish pink skin. Look, I'm just telling you without a filter what's going through my mind. But then I immediately changed to, of course she's beautiful. There's a living, breathing human being right there, regardless of what she looks like on the outside. That's a human being. That's creation made in the eyes of God himself. Absolutely, she's beautiful. And I said, is she going to make it? And they go, And that's when, oh, God, I hate that. I could tell you, I get a pit in my stomach right now just describing that. Because when a doctor is noncommittal, don't ever play poker against these guys and girls. Let me tell you something. These doctors, they never show you their hand. You know, they always give you statistics. And look, that's what they should be doing. Okay. They'd be an idiot if they said, oh yeah, she's a fighter. She's going to make it. No, not at all. So, you know, I'm just going to fast forward to 2 days later. They brought Angela down to the NICU because they thought that would be Susan's last day. She wasn't doing well. They brought Angela down around midnight to say goodbye to her. Maybe it would be her last day. And Susan made it through that night. Long story short, she made it through that week and then that month and 221 days in the hospital. She had a tracheostomy tube placed in. She's on a ventilator. She came home on March 26th. Now, remember, she was born August 17th. 221 days later, we bring her home. And you know what's wild? It's normal having a ventilator in our living room. It's normal having another ventilator in our bedroom where Susan sleeps in a crib at night with us. It's normal that she has a trach tube that she breathes out of. It's normal that she can't speak. It's normal that she's growing. It's normal that she has a G-tube in her stomach, which is how we feed her. We put a bottle of, I don't know what you call it, got an oversized syringe, I guess you'd call it, and Angela pumps breast milk, and we put that down into the tube, and it goes right into her stomach. You know, sometimes she vomits, sometimes she doesn't. And it's just all normal, man, you know. And we celebrated Susan's first birthday 2 days ago, August 17th, 2015. And I woke up that morning 2 days ago, and I thought, wow, I can remember a year ago. Like, have you ever lost someone in the family? You know where you were that day when your child was born. It's like births, deaths, marriage, trying to think, really current events that just are just etched in your mind forever, wherever you were, like here in the United States, where were you when you watched the OJ verdict or something like that? You know, just like social news, current events. That's the type of feeling I have when I woke up August 17th, 2 days ago. If I could tell you what the weather was like, how I was feeling, what I was wearing, everything about that day. I mean, like it was in a movie, and I just kept rewinding it in my mind. It's amazing how the mind works. And it, like, I couldn't tell you what I had for lunch a day ago, but I can tell you everything about August 17th, 2014. I just think the mind is just so powerful, and it can control you if you don't control it. And it can cause you to have just these wild-ass thoughts, and it can cause you to have wild-ass success, you know, because you can train your mind. You know, like I said, I don't lie in fear and worry. I got the same bills you do. I got the same credit card debt you do. I've got the same mortgages that you got. Maybe mine are larger. They're probably a lot bigger than what yours are because I run a large operation and I'm pretty much a solopreneur. But it's no big deal for me to put 10, 15, 20 grand on a credit card in a month to, you know, buy equipment or to put on a live event. And then when the revenue comes in, all that gets paid off. But let me tell you, that's a game of musical chairs. If the music stops, you're screwed. So you got to have a plan. You know, if you generate $20, $30, $50, $100, $150, $200,000 a month, putting 20 grand on a credit card, that's just business, man. It's no big deal because you're not incurring that interest if you pay it off when it's due. Just things like that. And I find debt fascinating too. It can be used like a loaded weapon, you know what I mean, sometimes for good and sometimes for not so good. But I'm kind of getting off the reservation a little bit. Getting back to August 17th, 2014, that was a day that I did have some fear and I had some worry and I had some anxiety. But then I let it go. I let it go, and I just said, God, it's in your hands, man. I mean, seriously, what am I going to do? I know nothing about how to deal with a situation like this. I don't know anything about medical science. I trust these doctors who are amazing to do what they need to do. The NICU nurses were amazing at UC Medical Center, and that was it. And you know what? There was a lot of peace in that letting go, and I don't think enough people just let go. Now, in my religion, in the Christian faith, we just say let go and let God. You let go and let God. Now, it doesn't mean you let go and you sit there on your rusty duff and start playing with the remote control trying to find a reality show to watch. No, it just means let go of the stuff that you simply cannot control and let God intervene, you know, if you really believe in God. Now, if you don't believe in God, then this 30-second message wouldn't be applicable to you, and that's cool. Look, I'm not here to convert you to Christianity. I'm just saying if you really do have faith, then have faith, because faith that isn't tested isn't even real. It's like, oh, I have faith. You ever been tested? No. Well, then how do you know? I mean, how do you even know? Have you even been through a battle? Have you ever quit your job? Have you ever lost your job? Have you ever been bankrupt? Have you ever had a, you know, a tough health situation to battle through? Have you ever had a baby born at 1 pound? Well, if not, then don't say you got faith, because you don't even have faith. You've never even had the courage to get out there and battle. That's what's funny from a lot of people. You know what I mean? Oh, I got faith. No, you don't. You never even tried anything, man. You can't have faith if you've never tried anything. That's stupid, you know? So stop playing like that. Here's the message for today. I want you to have faith. I want you to believe in yourself. I want you to believe that the best days haven't even happened in your life yet. You know, watching our daughter, she's now 17 pounds. 17 pounds. Watching her with her party hat on, sitting in her high chair, with her sister surrounded around her on Monday, singing happy birthday to her. Come on, man. I mean, that was like surreal to me. I'm looking at Susan, and Angela and I were both like welling up with tears because we knew where we were a year ago. We knew driving down to Children's Hospital towards the latter part of Susan's 200 and some days in the hospital, driving down Interstate 71 every day for 221 days. And then we drive home every night. And some days were good, some days were bad, some days were really bad, some days were we felt defeated because Susan was supposed to come off, you know, the ventilator that intubates down. They put this, and I don't even want to get into this, but there's a tube that goes all the way down her throat. Those of you that know, you know. If you don't know, they just, it's not the ventilator that's hooked up to her trach, because she didn't have a tracheostomy tube at the time. They literally shoved this tube down her throat. And anyway, they pump air into her lungs to keep them expanded. We thought she'd be off that three separate times. They tried to take her off at three separate times, and all three times she failed. And hence, that's why she ended up with a tracheostomy tube. And you know what's funny? This kid smiles every minute of every day. She's got one tooth. We call her the unitooth. You know, one tooth coming out of the bottom of her mouth. Hilarious. It's like you could, you know, shuck corn with that thing. And she's smiling. It's the cutest damn smile you ever saw. And a year ago, this kid, her eyes were still closed because your eyes don't open gestationally as in a baby's life until 26 weeks. And, you know, she was still alive. She couldn't even see, and she was still battling for her life. And yet every day we see grown adults who are perfectly healthy. They've got, you know, more than enough reasons to be grateful, walking around boo-hooing just about stuff that doesn't matter. And I find myself doing that sometimes as well. I'm human. But when I look at Susan, I immediately, it's like, it brings me right back to where I was. And August 17th of this year, man, when we celebrated her birthday, it was just, there was so much emotion, just so much emotion around that day and everything that was happening a year ago to come full circle. And she's not out of the woods yet. I mean, she's still a sick kid. She still has chronic lung disease, but boy, is she so much better than she was. And man, do we got so much to be grateful for. I'm so happy that she came into our lives to give us this lesson of gratitude and how to fight and how to quit feeling sorry for yourself and how to understand that your best days are ahead of you. So watch out, man. If you really catch this faith bug, if you really, really catch it and you do turn the stuff that's out of your control over and you focus on what you can control yourself, which is you, life's an inside job, man. It's won from the inside out. Remember that. It ain't won from the outside. It ain't no clothes and bracelets and watches. It's going to win you that game. It's going to be the individual you become from the 6 inches between your ears. And as you work on your mind and work on your body, work on your spirit, you attract individuals into your life that are doing the exact same thing. And when two or more people come together, man, watch out. It is on. Ooh, what a message today. Can I get an amen from the congregation? Hey, make sure you hit me up on Twitter, @SamCrowley. Let me know you're listening to the show. Leave a 5-star rating on iTunes. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.